The University Tower chimes, ringing another session of Ask the Professor, the show in which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. He always seems to be somewhere near the upper left. It's Professor James Tubbs.
Oh, yeah, that's me, upper left.
How's it going, Jim? It was good to see you the other day for free ice cream.
Yes, it was, and meet the new president. And it's actually good to be back in the classroom.
Let's see. Going around the horn here, we have Professor Beth Oljar. And I got to be honest, Beth, when you stopped by the other day and dropped off that bag when we were doing our little chem club meeting, there were people who had had you for class. I want to let you know, in that room. And they were like, who was that, Prof. Mayo? I'm like, that's Professor Oljar. And they're like, oh, wow, her haircut looks great. Like, they, I think it was the hair, you know?
You know, that is actually totally cool because I didn't realize that there were former students of mine in the room. I figured it was chem club.
She has bigger hair now.
Less of it, but
properly placed.
Yeah, I cut it off. Yeah,
that's right.
And I have to change the Bitmoji avatar now to make the hair more gray.
Oh my gosh, that's such a big deal. Grumbling possibly about gray hair, center square on this version of Hollywood Squares, it's Professor Dave Chow.
Oh, pleasure to be here, as always.
He doesn't have any gray hair. What?
Nothing yet.
I was going to make a Charles Nelson Reilly joke, but I didn't know how much of our listenership would get it. So
probably a few.
Yeah.
Because we're all as old as dirt, except for Aaron. Aaron is not, obviously, but the rest of us are.
Everything going well in renovation land, Dave?
I never knew demolition was as loud as construction at times. That's all. I can't tell. True. I'm just kind of trapped inside the house as they bang away at it. And I just, I come on out when it's safe.
If you ever watch the TV show Fixer Upper, demo day is the favorite day.
Oh,
that's right.
Yeah, but it's more like demo week, though, at times. So
I would just say that siding is the real deal. Everybody says, oh, if you're redoing your bathroom or your kitchen, you got to live in that house. It's tough. But I'm like, but there's about 3 or 4 days when they're putting new siding up where it is near constant. Like there's a giant human sized woodpecker on your house all the time.
Yeah.
I'm going through Tylenol like Pez right about now. So
hey, have any of you gotten into watching Bargain Block on HGTV?
Nope.
That is a great show about two guys who are buying up houses mostly from the Detroit Land Bank.
I heard
and
about
fixing
that.
Them up and selling them inexpensively to first-time buyers. Mm-hmm. And the first season last year, it was all in a neighborhood near our campus.
Mm.
And when they would pan back with the drone that they were using, you could see the bell tower.
Nice.
It was really neat. So there are a lot of in that neighborhood. Up to 8 Mile, there are several houses that they've redone.
Oh,
have to check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing around the horn, the way that I see the panels, it's Professor Dan Maggio.
Hey, Matt.
What's going on, Dan?
Celebrating September is here.
Yes, it's here.
So I'm happy for that. And I have a funny woodpecker story.
Okay.
So, you know, we have a woodpecker, could be a family, I don't know. They peck on the metal vents on the house, my neighbor's house.
Yes.
So that's loud. But could it be the same woodpecker? But this year decided to put some many huge holes, divots in the wood around the address sign on her house. So she's got like foil taped everywhere to keep the woodpeckers away. I don't know why they go after the metal vents though. It's funny, but I'm not sure why they don't understand that this is not wood.
Well, they're birds. I mean, brains are like that, right? So
they like to fly into glass, you know, thinking it's the sky.
I don't know. They're not going to find any bugs or larvae hidden in metal, but that's my funny woodpecker story.
Since you
brought them up.
I know. It's my fault. It really is my fault. So, folks, we're very glad to have a guest panelist who is, as far as I'm concerned, knocking on the door of just immediately becoming a regular panelist on the show from our Center for Excellence in Teaching and Learning and an adjunct professor of English. It's Professor Aaron Bell.
Thanks. I don't have any really great woodpecker stories, but I do enjoy bird watching. So
excellent.
Really happy to be here. I like how this was posed to me. I think I have the right quotient of nerdiness and maybe random trivia facts, but also probably not at all. So I'm looking forward to maybe just, hanging out and meeting all these awesome peeps at Detroit Mercy. I started in about January, so I'm still learning the lore. So I'm going to really pick up some good stories here, I think.
Actually, no knowledge is required for being on this show. It's really just about cracking each other up.
Yep.
And mind you, our degrees don't mean anything here. So
that's true.
Yeah. Last time I checked, Jim still does not have that degree from any of the ocean liners yet. So.
And this is the obligatory transition to our opening line here, because, you know, it's been a while since we've had a set of questions based on woodpeckers, but I bet some of our listeners are going to send us some.
Please don't.
Go for it.
Oh. Except Jim went to the University of Virginia, and every time I think about it, I think of the line in Silence of the Lambs. I just can't help it when she says, I went to UVA. It's not a charm school.
Well, folks, I think you know how the game is played. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. If you stump the panel, you win a prize. If you don't stump the panel, you win a prize. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. Email us at atp@udmercy.edu, but please do so purposefully. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, or listen on your favorite smart speaker by speaking out loud and asking it to play Ask the Professor at University of Detroit Mercy. All right, we've got an awesome set of questions sent from longtime question sender and frequent question sender. Dear Matt and panel, as you and the rest of the professors are in the midst of wrapping up hopefully another successful academic year. These were sent in April. The Burroughs family have compiled 20 questions all over the map for your fine show. They've been culled from a long list of interesting facts and topics that we have on the family computer. We've tried to vary the subjects and hope they spur the banter the professors are famous for. Are we famous for that? Wow, that's pretty cool.
I'm wondering about the family computer at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I'm worried about culling.
We love the spontaneity and quick wit, and we can attest the show definitely not being rehearsed in any way, shape, or form. If only they knew. If only. Please enjoy, as always, warmest greetings from Valencia, California, Frank Burroughs and family.
Thank you. Yeah, where's my stunt double? I need my understudy.
These are the best question sets, Aaron, because if we go all over the map, it's bound to make brain cells collide. That's for dang sure.
Do I get to add banter to my CV after this then?
Oh, 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
You should put banter like black belt, Six Sigma, Nine Sigma, whatever it's going to be after that. Okay, here we go. What retailer is the exclusive carrier to these brands? St. John's Bay, Marathon Hats.
JCPenney.
It's Penny's. Oh my gosh. You knew that in like a second, Beth.
St. John's Bay.
St. John's Bay gave it away. Yep.
Yeah.
On the original Twilight Zone TV show, which two actors starred the most times in different roles? Two basically classic early TV era actors.
William Shatner.
I was going to say Shatner. I
Shatner's a good guess, but
great minds think alike.
Yeah. Burgess Meredith?
Burgess Meredith is one of them, yes.
But Burgess apparently Meredith. We're wrong.
Unfortunately, William Shatner is not on the list.
Let's see who else.
I'm trying to
and
think.
It's not Rod Serling, right? We're not talking about a host.
Vincent Price.
Not Vincent Price. Initials J.K.?
Jim. Jack.
Jim Kirk. No. It says the other person was Jack Klugman.
Okay. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I should have said Quincy.
Or Oscar Madison.
Oscar Madison.
Yeah. Odd couple.
Yeah.
Which member of the band The Monkees is the oldest?
Well, there's only one around, so.
Mickey Dolenz, because he's the only one still alive.
Oh, is that a trick question?
What I'm going to do is do what I usually do, Aaron, and say, partial credit. It's not what it says here.
Michael Naismith?
When they were born, which member was the oldest when they all were alive?
I think Davy Jones was the youngest.
Yeah,
Davy's the youngest.
Michael Naismith.
No, it's that Peter Tork was the oldest by a few months. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He just had that boyish charm about him, that's all.
For the record, okay, Davy Jones is the youngest, but it's like 2.5 years. It's not like it's like 10 years.
Oh, he was so cute.
We'll take your word for it, Beth.
Yeah.
Really? Nobody else thinks the young Davy Jones was cute?
I think he was adorable.
Yeah.
He was sort of boyish looking. Yeah.
Who was the one on the Brady Bunch that did the Brady Bunch episode?
That was Davy Jones. Marcia wanted him to go to the prom.
Right.
Still love their music.
Professors, in what city, I'm going to be very specific about this, was Greenpeace founded? What city?
London?
It wasn't London.
Reykjavik?
Was it Reykjavik?
Amsterdam?
I will tell you that it is a North American city.
Oh, Toronto?
That's a good guess.
Quebec?
Closer to Seattle.
Oh, Vancouver.
Yep, Vancouver, BC is where Greenpeace was founded. Close enough to be America.
Tell my cousins that.
Tell the Canadians that. Don't.
No, we're close enough to be Canada.
Yeah.
According to them.
I just remember a number of years ago, Dave is our Canadian question ringer, Aaron, and he said something like, Canada, America's hat, or something like
that. Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, there we go. He's got the flag ready to go.
Always.
What was the only Irwin Allen disaster movie that did not get an Academy Award nomination?
Poseidon Adventure?
You know, Poseidon Adventure got a nomination.
The second one.
But the sequel.
Yeah, which was what, the Return to the Poseidon Adventure? Or
the
Wrong End of the Boat Poseidon Adventure? Or
the Upside Down Poseidon Adventure?
It was the sequel to Poseidon Adventure.
Okay.
Beyond the Poseidon Adventure.
The sunken boat sequel.
Leslie Nielsen steers them wrong.
Dan's trying to make this very salient, logical even point about how could there be a sequel to a movie about a boat sinking.
Well, you've narrowed down your cast of characters considerably.
Definitely. The Titanic 2.
Titanic 2. This time, it's personal. Oh my gosh.
This How time about... Rose's toast, right?
All I can think of is the Seinfeld episode. So that old lady, she's just a big fat liar, right? Yeah, it's like, yeah, we all agree. That's our review of the movie. Anthony Magro performed in 7 episodes of the 1960s version of the Addams Family. What was his role? His name was Anthony Magro.
And the Addams Family. Okay. Mm-hmm. Wasn't the thing.
Cousin It?
Yeah, it was the voice of Cousin It. Very well done. Yeah,
oh, the gibberish.
Yep. Totally a guess.
Talk about good hair, Beth. Ooh.
I know. What was the name of the hand? That wasn't Lurch.
Thing.
That's it. Thanks.
Played by Ted Cassidy.
The Burroughs family is very careful to note that Felix Silla was the actor under the hair, but the voice was done by Anthony Magro. That's kind of cool. Sort of an early R2-D2 sort of thing, right?
I thought the remix with...
Raul Julia.
Yes. And...
Angelica Houston.
Angelica Houston. Yeah. And the... And
Christopher Lloyd.
Christina Ricci as Wednesday was truly a treasure in both of those movies.
Brand new streaming series now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
The Tim Burton one was with a... The gentleman that's playing Gomez looks so much creepier now.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like the original cartoon. So.
Well, the original cartoon looked quite creepy.
Yeah.
The TV show was a lot different from that.
Yeah, John Astin cleaned them up quite a bit. So
mm-hmm. They're creepy and they're kooky.
That's
mysterious
right.
And spooky.
And Carolyn Jones in her lovely black and off black.
Yes.
Professors, in the classic Milton Bradley board game, can you name all 5 of the ships that you place in Battleship?
Carrier, the submarine, aircraft
carrier,
the destroyer,
mm-hmm. Battleship,
the PT boat. It was a tiny one, wasn't it?
Yep.
Cruiser.
Cruiser was the last one. You did it. Yeah. The only little side note here is that in the 2002 edition, the Destroyer was formally renamed the Patrol Boat because it just seemed a little too aggressive for, you know, straight up war games.
For a game where you're blowing up each other's ships.
Yeah.
Too aggressive?
The person never played Risk, did they?
Yeah. Wait a minute. So that was deemed too aggressive, and yet it's called Battleship? What? We call it patty cake now? What?
Gentle ship.
Hunk of steel.
Oh, my gosh. The Washburn Crosby Company, which, for the record, was the precursor to our friend General Mills, was the first to use steel rollers in their grain processing. What Minneapolis-based baking company basically stole the idea to use in their own baking needs?
Nabisco?
Mm-mm.
Bisquick.
Minneapolis Baking Company?
Mm-hmm. Was it Bisquick?
Are they known for bread?
Think a little more higher up. So it's not just like one product. They make a lot of products. Still around.
Did somebody say Nabisco?
Somebody said Nabisco.
Okay. And then what am I thinking?
Duncan Hines?
You said it's Minneapolis-based?
Pillsbury?
Minneapolis-based. It's Pillsbury. There we go.
Okay.
Pillsbury, yes.
Because the only thing I can think Minnesota food-wise, like Spam, and that didn't sound right.
So. Land O'Lakes. They make the
butter.
It's a but it's like owned by the farmers. It's like a cooperative thing, in addition to being really great butter. So Minnesota, Land O'Lakes.
There we go.
Minnesota.
Who was the first U.S. president that could be heard if you listened to the radio? Ultimately, we will accept which U.S. president was the first to have a face for radio.
Teddy Roosevelt?
No.
No.
I think Harding.
It was Harding. Yep.
Okay.
Jim always jumps all over those presidents.
So what year would that have been, Jim?
Yeah.
About 21 or
early 20s. Yeah.
Okay.
Like 100 years ago. Pretty wild, huh?
Yep.
If you tuned in last night, you could see the lighting on the White House for the unveiling of Dark Brandon, as people have nicknamed our current commander-in-chief, with the bright red lights on the White House. Man, that was some scary stuff. Oh, my gosh.
I was watching the speech at Independence Hall. Is that what you're... No.
Right.
He has really adopted and co-opted the Brandon.
Yes. So the meme for people who support Uncle Joe because of Let's Go Brandon is Dark Brandon. Like he's this political mastermind. And you know, they put him into a bunch of memes this morning. It was pretty entertaining.
I would say the smart thing for him to do would be to own that.
Yeah.
That's how you tear it apart.
That's what he's been doing. He's actually made Let's Go Brandon a whole new
last night during the speech. So he's giving this speech, right? And there's some idiot with a bullhorn who's yelling at him. And he uses the point to make exactly the right point about democracy in action. Like, yeah, that guy has a right to yell at me with a bullhorn. That's what a free society is.
Nice. Nice.
Great. It was so cool.
On the scene.
Exactly.
And not get beat up like Capitol policemen.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I got to say, because this next question is about Tom Brady. I got a good Tom Brady story after this. Tom Brady, very, very famous NFL quarterback, never had a losing record to any existing team in the NFL. But there are four teams which he has a 500 record against. Let's just see if we can do two of four.
New England?
New York Giants.
Nope.
Not New England?
Nope.
Indianapolis?
Is the Rams one of them?
Nope.
The Eagles. Philadelphia Eagles.
Nope. Not Philly.
All right. I'm going to go on a limb. Detroit?
No. Although that would be, I believe that would be, we probably don't
San
even
Francisco,
have
one. New Orleans. Dallas, New Orleans, Atlanta. Yeah,
New Orleans.
New Orleans. Okay. Well, that's I never got that. Sorry, folks.
The other ones are Denver, Seattle, and Arizona, and I just didn't realize it was going to be that tough. It's okay, though. It's okay.
He cheats.
The biz, if you're watching how the NFL is about to go into its next season, is that Tom Brady dropped off the face of the earth this
11
summer.
Days.
And basically, he showed up with a slightly different looking face at his most recent press conference. So the quote from the conference is, I don't know, I'm 45. I got a lot going on. And so Jacob Kagi in our Department of Biology added that bit to when students email him. I don't know. I'm 45. I got a lot going on. Absolutely wow. Hilarious. Absolutely.
Did he get plastic surgery or Botox or something?
That's a rumor.
Why do we care?
Yep. He suddenly has a very, 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 very dimpled chin where he really didn't have that before. So,
and he looks a little bit more gaunt too. So I don't know. Something's up.
Maybe Giselle has a thing.
Hey, Beth has a new haircut and that didn't make the news.
Yeah, I know. No, that's true. That is so true.
I don't know. Made my news feed.
I think when it becomes Cousin It Link, it will make news.
I was getting there.
Oh my gosh. What does the Latin term to stultus es mean?
Aaron, help, 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 help.
You are something. Let's see. You are stultus.
I'll give you one hint.
You're stupid.
You're stupid is correct. Guess what? It's the banner mission motto to our favorite, the Onion. That's what it says. You are stupid. Oh, that's the one.
The headlines they had after the Dobbs decision down. I mean, Supreme Court votes to lock toddlers in hot cars. I mean,
I know I brought it up already to like everybody I know, but they had an image that was just a few weeks ago, post Mar-a-Lago, and it was Trump trying to flush the entire White House down the tube. I could not contain myself. I showed it to everybody. I was very pleased with that level of humor. That is just my kind of humor.
They're going to have to start putting a documents filter on the plumbing.
Well, no, I still remember, somebody questions, questions his intelligence when, they're talking like how many fireplaces the White House has, and he decides to use the toilet instead.
I just really.
And Nixon should have destroyed the tapes.
I'm wondering what European toilet it was that we saw the pictures of the fragments that he'd torn up in the bottom of the toilet, on some foreign trip.
Oh. professors, every red-blooded Detroiter should know something about cars. Which car manufacturer once offered models named the Carroll, the Familia, the Cosmo, and the Capella? Those are some interesting names there.
Capella.
Couldn't be Hudson or Studebaker.
Still in business?
It actually is still in business. And for the record, it's not an American company.
I was thinking Italian, Ferrari or
Familia.
What was that, Dan?
Fiat.
No, but you're closer than not.
Aaron, you look as though you're going to take a stab at it. Come on, take a chance.
I'm not a car woman. Something sexy. Something.
For a short time in the 80s, and boy, was that a weird time, Ford Motor actually owned 35% of this company. And a lot of people.
Mazda?
Mazda.
Okay.
The Mazda Familia. But that was a good guess from the other resident Italian on the panel for that, for sure. What U.S. city annually hosts Ebert Fest, a film festival named after Roger Ebert?
Chicago. Should be Chicago.
It's not Chicago.
Where was he born? Was he born in Chicago?
No, he ended up, was it the Sun Times?
He wrote for the Sun Times for many years.
Yeah. So maybe he wasn't born in Chicago.
Evanston.
Is it in Illinois?
It is in Illinois. It's where he went to school.
Evanston?
Champaign.
Champaign, yes.
UIUC guy like that.
Yep. He was actually alive for the first 3 or 4 years, and we would go every year. And there was once, my buddy bragged about it for a long time. It's like we were in the men's restroom, and Roger Ebert was in there using the restroom. It's like, this is as close to fame as I'm ever getting in my entire life, so I better brag about it,
Like, what do you do in that situation, though, Matt? Like, what's the
etiquette? I'm not shaking hands.
No shaking.
I have often wondered about the norms and etiquette because you know it's men. They'll have some weird thing, right? That Beth, they'll do.
You know, that's a dissertation waiting to happen.
Oh, big time, big time.
Probably
the closest I can compare it to is chess when you're trying to select how to arrange yourselves at the urinals.
And that being either the voice of God or Professor Jeff Boats from the Department of Mathematics has joined us.
Oh, and my video is not working. Is the audio okay?
Yes. We can hear you perfectly, Jeff.
We hear you clearly.
We'll never play chess without thinking about that again.
Absolutely. Professors, what was the first U.S. airline to ban smoking?
Pan Am? Mm-mm. American?
Nope.
United
was the first one.
Untidy Airlines, as my dad used to call it.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's gross.
Oh, my gosh. Very, very good. Hey.
I can remember flying to Europe on Icelandic Airlines back in the early 70s, and the guy sitting next to me was smoking a cigar on the plane. That's kind of disgusting. Then they brought around snifters of cognac, and I was afraid the plane was going to explode because of the closeness to his cigar.
When Drew and I went to England in 1990, so I could meet his family, we could still smoke. There was still a smoking section on the plane.
Wow. Yeah.
Not that there should be.
Hey, professors, according to medieval lore, where's Heather when you need her? What's the major difference between calling where you live a castle versus using the word palace?
The number of bathrooms.
That's a really good guess. I like that, actually.
That was towers?
That's not what I have here, but it's
castle and a palace.
Well, a palace is where royalty lives.
A castle will have defensive capacities for in case it's attacked.
Yeah. A castle's got like gates and things.
That's what we've got here.
A defensible kind of thing.
Yeah. A castle would be a defensive position. A palace is just a place that you hang out. So that's definitely.
Except that they've mixed them up. Like Castle Howard in England is just a big house, you know, sitting on a lawn.
Sure.
So they've kind of given up that distinction over time.
Those protections wouldn't work against dragons. So.
Oh, very good. A little Game of Thrones.
Depends on the size of the dragon. Yeah.
Professors, we're down to our last question here. We've just had so much fun. We've got to wrap this up, I'm afraid. But it's a doozy of a bonus question for the Burroughs family. Thanks again, Frank and all. Who was Barbra Streisand's first choice to co-star with her in A Star is Born?
Elvis Presley.
Yes, it was.
Which would have been fabulous. He would have been so good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Unfortunately, professors, this is so wild. We have such a great time. So the time has come for us to say goodbye. Sorry, Jeff, but you're going first.
Oh, better late than never.
Dan.
Goodbye.
Dave.
See ya.
Beth.
Goodbye.
Jim.
Bye-bye.
And Aaron.
Toodaloo.
And now these words.
You can email Ask the Professor at atp@udmercy.edu or visit the Ask the Professor Facebook page.
Ask the Professor is produced and directed by Michael Jason and Brian Masonville, and our executive producer is Professor Jason Roach. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.